Tom Cerutori, the head coach of the Beavers, with us right now outside the Beaver bench. Congratulations on the win, Tom.
Thanks, Schultzy.
Do you have any hair left after that third period?
Oh, boy. That's just the way it goes. You guys know that. That's the level of hockey we're at, and nothing's easy. I'd love nothing more to have a 2-0 lead to become a 3-0 lead, but it just seems so difficult sometimes, doesn't it?
Well, and you guys, you took it to them first 10 minutes. You couldn't draw it up much better than that. You came out and really took your pace of play to them and end up with a couple of goals. Second period, too, but... Yeah, in this league, you just know that the other team is going to get their opportunities in the third. Bowling Green kind of cranked it up a little bit.
Well, they're a team that knows how to win, and they had good pushback in the third. We knew they'd have good pushback, Biss, but you're right. The one thing I was proud of the guys is that you always want to take advantage of a first period on Friday night on the road. You just do, and you want to have a lead going into the second, and we had a two-goal lead. And so, I mean, it was... our guys got it done. They delivered, and we played well. We were opportunistic, and in that first period, because of that, I mean, it's the old bus legs. It's always tough Friday night in the first period. So it was nice to see the guys get a 2-goal cushion there.
Well, that first 10 minutes is as good as a coach can draw it up, isn't it?
No doubt, Schultz. Yeah, I thought we had good pace. We made a lot of plays. They were on their heels, and we were playing in their zone. And it's like anything. There's always going to be, there's always going to be ebbs and flows, as we know, in a game. There's always going to be the tale of, it's not the tale of two games. It's like the tale of four or five games. There's always, three, four, five games within a game. And I think that took on a life of its own tonight.
Well, your special teams did well. Obviously, you get the power play goal. The freshman gets his first goal on his first shot. And then your penalty can kill unit, Tom. They only got one shot in 10 minutes of power play. You can't do much better than that, killing penalties.
You know what? We won faceoffs, Biss, and we did a good, then when we won faceoffs, we did a good job up ice. That was the biggest thing, winning taps. And once you win a tap, it's tough. We were talking to our guys yesterday, probably switching gears here a little bit, but we're San Jose in the playoffs. Their power play was 42% when they won the faceoff, and when they lost the faceoff, they were 8%. I mean,
wow.
I'm not saying there's going to be that much of a disparity. That's a small sample size too in the playoffs, but it just tells you what happens though if you can win a faceoff on the kill. It's demoralizing for the power play.
Well, no, it's a lot like football, where extra points and things is kind of underrated, but it's a big part of the game. And I know that we always talk about how important faceoffs are, and you guys seem to always have some good centermen and winning the faceoff battle more often than not.
Well, again, tonight was pretty. We were pretty successful, and again, we'll see what happens tomorrow. But nice win. It's nice to win a tight game like that too. I told the guys that just now. Obviously, again, you want to increase that margin, but it just didn't happen. But again, it was a gritty win.
To be blunt, last year's home record was not the greatest. You started this year out great, though.
Yeah.
You can't be great at home without winning the first one.
No, exactly. So it was a nice win by the boys.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right. Thanks, Schultz. See you, Biss.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.